Hi, I'm Stacy Hyde, and I'm back with another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less. And today I'd like to talk with you about something a little more upbeat than the banking crisis and worrying about the future of the U.S. dollar. Today I'd like to talk about summer vacation, specifically preparing for summer vacation. It's April and the leaves are coming back up, if you're like me, hopefully, and all your shrubs did not have to be replaced. But as we think about this, it's also time to start planning for, saving for, whatever version of summer vacation you have planned. Particularly if you're planning to go overseas, I would really encourage you to look into getting global entry. You do have to make an appointment for this. They will interview you. It's a pretty deep background check, but it will certainly speed your entry back into the country because you have already been pre-screened. It also gets you TSA pre-check, which is useful anywhere you fly in the U.S. It gets you expedited screening. You don't have to pull your laptop out. You don't have to pull out your liquids. It's a whole lot quicker through security these days. And the upside to it is most people that are in the TSA pre-line travel a lot, so they're pretty familiar with the procedures for getting through the line. So I would really encourage you to, if you're traveling internationally, look at global entry. If not, look at TSA pre-check. But the upside to going through the process and setting an appointment and doing the global entry is it also gets you pre-check. The other thing to think about is potentially extending your trip, spending a little more time once you've taken the time and the cost to get to a country, particularly if you're in Europe. Flying from one place to another within Europe usually doesn't add terribly to the cost of your trip. So that might be something that you want to look at, because once you're there and you've been through the 8-hour flight, or longer, depending on how many layovers you have, you might want to take just a couple of extra days to explore around a new area. Because there may be a lot of places where you wouldn't want to spend a week, but boy, wouldn't it be fun to spend a couple of days. Edinburgh, Scotland is one of my favorites to spend a couple of days. My husband and I really enjoyed that a few years ago. So that would be something. And then also look for discounts on the flights as airlines have started to raise their rates. It does open it up to having be more important to find a good deal and look to see what you can do there. And then if you have traveled for work and you have hotel points or airline points, look at using those, because they're certainly more valuable now than they were when you could fly somewhere for $149. So look at using those. Look at using your credit card points. Those are a great way to offset some of your out-of-pocket cost. If you're looking to go somewhere specifically domestically and you're going to stay a while, or you're traveling with a bigger group, look at VRBO or Airbnb. Be very careful if you're at Airbnb to make sure that you, and even VRBO, that you do have the full space, or if it is a shared space, that you're comfortable with that. I just encountered that when I was looking for something for my family. And so you want to make sure that you're looking at that and taking all of those into account. Sometimes you can book early and get a discount. A lot of those places offer discounts if you stay 4, 5, 6, 7 nights or more. So sometimes staying that 7th night may actually cost no more than staying 6. And it just gives you a little bit of flexibility there. Rental cars seem to be the thing that has stayed persistently the highest. So you definitely want to shop around, but really, really read the reviews and make sure that you understand what your car insurance covers and whether you really need the additional coverage offered through the rental car companies. Because if you're not careful, what you thought was going to be a $300 or $400 car rental could very quickly be double that. Also, understand if you're going to be driving someplace that might have tolls, but your trip doesn't involve those. So you can use, you know, Waze or Google Maps to figure out whether you need to buy that toll pass or not. Because while the daily cost of it is not much, they charge it to you for the whole trip. So you have to evaluate whether that makes sense or not. But those are some fun things to do as we're sort of entering the second quarter of the year and looking forward to summer vacations, which will be here before we know it. But it's time to start looking at it, saving your money, putting it aside, because you don't want to be paying for your summer vacation at the same time you're shopping for Christmas gifts. So you'll enjoy your summer vacation more if you've prepared for it and you're financially ready. That's been another episode of Better Financial Health in 15 Minutes or Less. I'm Stacy Hyde.